You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Xcel Energy officials are warning residents near their Trigo Dam that they will be conducting a test of the dam failure warning sirens on Monday. According to company officials, the test will begin at around 11 a.m. on Monday and will last for about 90 seconds. The sirens and messages will acknowledge that it is only a test. In a true dam failure, residents would be advised to seek higher ground and expect rapidly rising water. If residents have questions about the dam failure warning sirens, they should be directed to Xcel Energy. When Northland College closes at the end of the school year, 112 people will be losing their jobs. After a year-long attempt to stave off permanent closure, college officials decided that there was no financial future for the school and announced their decision to permanently close it in February. They declared financial exigency last March after depleting the entire endowment fund. On Monday, the school officially notified the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development that it plans to lay off 112 people on May 31st. As the weather starts to warm up, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing new volunteer opportunities for April. Throughout the month, volunteers can participate in WorkPlay Earth Day events at various DNR properties across the state. The events seek to increase tree and plant inventory while removing invasive plants. April is also Citizen Science Month, with new volunteer opportunities listed on the DNR's citizen-based monitoring webpage. The DNR is also reminding residents of the Adopt-A-Fish or Wildlife Area program. A Rice Lake man has been sentenced to prison for his role in a fatal motorcycle crash in 2023. According to court documents, 32-year-old Tyler Baker was convicted of Class D felony hit and run resulting in death and misdemeanor obstructing an officer, both as a repeat offender. Five people faced criminal charges following the August 2023 crash that killed 37-year-old Charles Key of Rice Lake. Baker was convicted following a two-day jury trial and was sentenced on Tuesday. The four other individuals involved in the crash have previously been convicted. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing volunteer opportunities with residents to help track the state's rare plants and endangered species. The agency is looking for volunteers for habitat projects in state natural areas and rare plant monitoring. They're also looking for volunteers on animal-based projects like the Frog and Toad Study, Turtle Conservation Program, and Bat Monitoring Program. If residents are unable to volunteer physically, there are also volunteer opportunities in training, data analysis, and coordination efforts. Marshfield Clinic officials are once again asking Wisconsin residents to send in any ticks they find for the yearly tick inventory via Citizen Science study. The organization received over 6,000 ticks from Wisconsinites during last year's study, helping officials track native ticks and non-native ticks that have been spreading from warmer climates in recent years. Experts say the introduction of a new tick species to the state can also mean the introduction of new diseases. Residents can contact Marshfield Clinic to request a prepaid collection kit. The city of Superior is investigating reports of a voter receiving the incorrect ballot in Tuesday's election. According to city officials, a voter raised concerns about receiving the incorrect ballot in the District 2 city council race between incumbent Jenny Van Sickle and her challenger Sarah Anderson. The voter said they were a resident of District 2 but received a ballot for District 4 instead. Officials do not believe the investigation will find enough of a discrepancy to trigger a revote in District 2, as Anderson won by a total of about 57 votes. The Bayfield School District was among those that voted in favor of the school referendum in Tuesday's election. The district had proposed a one-time $7.7 million facility improvements referendum on Tuesday's ballot, hoping to fund projects like building infrastructure improvements, a roof replacement, fire suppression system upgrades, and HVAC improvements. The referendum funding will also go towards some renovations at LaPointe Elementary School. Property taxes on a $200,000 home will increase $1,150 each month. With the Wisconsin Supreme Court election in the rearview mirror, the current justices on the court heard arguments on the state legislature's power to approve settlements in civil lawsuits on Wednesday. Attorney General Josh Call filed the lawsuit challenging a six-year-old law that gives the Joint Committee on Finance the final say on approving settlements in civil lawsuits. Attorney General Call argued the law encroaches on his control over specific types of civil cases. Republicans argued the settlements are the people's money, so they have an institutional interest. As federal programs see funding cuts, Wisconsin food banks are set to lose over $2 million from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services recently notified two of the state's largest food banks that they will see significant cuts to the Commodity Credit Corporation. The program seeks to connect farmers with food banks, and the proposed cuts would cancel the planned shipments of more than 1 million pounds of food between June and September, which is estimated to be about $2.2 million in value. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A Badger leaving Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Badgers guard John Blackwell says he'll enter the NBA draft. Blackwell says it's his dream to play in the NBA. Now, as a sophomore, if he thinks there isn't enough interest, he can come back and play another year at Wisconsin. He must decide by June 15th. NBA. The Bucks beat the 76ers in Philly, 126-113. Giannis with a triple-double, including a career-high 20 assists, setting an NBA record.
I love handling the ball. You know, I love playing off the ball. When you're the primary ball handler, you just got to keep on making good decisions for the team. I try to make the best decision possible, either for myself or for my teammate.
The Brewers beat the Reds 1-0 at AmFam Field. A good night for catcher William Contreras and pitcher Nasty Nestor Cortez.
I feel like me and Contreras were on the same page all night long. I know we had a bad one in New York, but I felt like we were on the same page the whole time.
That's Nestor Cortez with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's week 14 at the box office, and the Minecraft movie is hitting the big screen. That's right, another video game turned movie. The family-friendly film stars Jack Black, Jason Momoa, and Emma Myers. The film has not yet been reviewed. If you're in the mood for a comedy that's not ridiculously silly, check out The Friend, starring Bill Murray and Naomi Watts. Watts plays a teacher and Bill Murray, her mentor and deceased friend, who leaves her a giant Great Dane. The film is pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the word on the street is that the Great Dane is an incredible actor. And finally, a movie that sounds really interesting and stars pretty cool guys named Pedro Pascal and Ben Mendelsohn. Action comedy drama Freaky Tales is about a corrupt cop, an NBA star, a female rap duo, teenage punks, neo-Nazis, and a debt collector who are on a collision course in 1987 Oakland, California. I'm curious. The film is pulling a 67% on Rotten Tomatoes, so let's go to the movies. Netflix's Adolescence is a ratings champion for the streamer. It tells the story of Jamie, a 13-year-old boy who is arrested for murdering a classmate and how his family deals with the trauma. Heavy stuff, but very well done all the way around. So well done in tackling controversial issues like toxic masculinity and social media bullying that Variety reports that the UK government feels the show is so important they are making it accessible to UK schools, parents, and teachers. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said he watched the show with his teenage children and that it really hit home. Starmer says he thinks as many children and parents as possible should see the show and have discussions about what kids see online so parents can better support them. Starmer calls the show groundbreaking. The four-part series was created by Jack Thorne and Stephen Graham, who plays Jamie's father. Thorne says they created Adolescence to provoke conversation about a growing crisis. It's certainly done that. If you're looking for a movie to watch and don't feel like leaving the house this weekend, check out Last Breath. The film, starring Woody Harrelson, follows a deep-sea diving crew trying to fix a pipeline on the ocean floor when one of the crew members gets stuck. The rescue mission is fascinating, as is the story about the crew member who goes without oxygen for a prolonged period of time. It will blow your mind. The movie is a quick watch and received excellent reviews. Cannibal enthusiast and actor Armie Hammer's new film will be called Citizen Vigilante after Batman fans and Warner Brothers took issue with the original title, The Dark Knight. They really didn't think that would be an issue? Variety reports Hammer plays a vigilante who takes justice into his own hands and takes down criminals and maybe has them for dinner. I added that last part. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 40s. For tonight, cloudy skies with maybe a light rain or snow shower possible late. We'll have lows in the lower 30s. On Saturday, partly sunny skies becoming mostly sunny with highs in the lower 40s. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.